Beloved Babaji, thank you for creating this beautiful and sacred caravanserai. Year after year, I'm going deeper and deeper inside myself. And you are all the time patiently waiting for us. I've been living strong openings these last days after a strong cooking. Openings always happens after strong cookings. Otherwise, the cooking is for no use. Sometimes people get little cooked and then they throw away the dish. That is a waste. You have to cook. Then you eat it. Now I start to see the stress that I have put onto myself. I remember when I just came into the Mevlana team. You said we will have a crew to coordinate Mevlana and to work 5 hours a day. I said that. I always want to take care of you, but you don't know how to take care of yourself. That is the problem. I give you even the recipe, but you don't stick to it. You start making something else. And then who knows what you're going to end up with, no? So that's the problem. I was so happy to be there taking care of Mevlana and was giving myself totally to it, working 10 hours per day. Dayanano. In this life, I'm not a strict Zen master. I'm trying to make it as easy as possible from all my experiences. But even then, when the disciple is not listening, then what can he do? No, you went from 5 hours to 10 hours. No problem to work 10 hours a day, but I started to use my demands as an excuse not to take care of myself, my daily life, to have time to meditate and relax. But this is totally normal, Dayanano. You have to come to that realization yourself. Even I'm saying the truth day in, day out. If your ears and your mind and your heart and your being is totally open, you will get it now. But very few is that. They have to prepare to listen, to take it in. It's too much of yourself in there. Too many thoughts. So no, even you think that you are helping me, you can have all kinds of excuses. But it's again this all goody-goody part that has to go. You have to find the balance. And you can't find the balance if you are not in tune with yourself. That is the whole art of being a sannyasin, of being a sannyasin, of being yourself. So you have to come to it. Maybe it takes some time, which is good. It's part of the training, no? Because no, you know from your own experience. The opportunity to do what I like the most, serving you and the Sangha, became a stress because I was not taking care of myself and not setting any limits. You see, you can only see this when you are out of it. And before, then maybe it's not good, because then also you would just maybe be lazy. No, so this was very good. You pushed yourself. And you should push yourself. In the beginning, you should push yourself. It's like people doing dynamic. Oh, I don't like dynamic. Why? Because you are not alive. Everybody likes if you are alive, if you are total. But you have to find that totality in yourself. Otherwise, the mind will always hold you back. Either you do too little, or you go to the opposite side, like Dhyanana, you get too much. Which is very, very known thing around me. Because people want to give. They want to be total. They want to be involved. Of course. But they still don't have the balance. And I remind you again and again, how can you take care of me if you don't take care of yourself? It's the same. If you are happy, relaxed, then I will be happy and relaxed. If you are stressed and tired, I will get a headache. I was not taking care of myself and not setting any limits. Then the conflicts and projection started. I'm so happy to wake up from this now. I just want to serve you, Babaji, and the Sangha. It is an opportunity to express my gratitude for all that you have been giving me. Yes, you always wanted to do that, Dhyanana, but now it will be more harmony. It is very good, and it is good for everybody, because some people, they haven't gone through that yet. And you have to take care of yourself. I wrote to Madhav and asked him to get lost. No. I'm sorry, I'm reading between the lines. Even if you don't tell me, I know all the stories. You can't hide anything from me. I try again. I wrote to Madhav and asked him for 3 months off to finish the construction of my house in Aryo and to stop for a moment. Stopping for a moment is fine, but stopping for 3 months? Madhav wrote and said, get lost. I'm sorry, I was reading between the lines. I don't know what it is today. I try again. I wrote to Madhav and asked him for 3 months off to finish construction of my house in Aryo and to stop for a moment. He didn't reply. Oh, it's okay. You know, you need a little holiday now, do your own thing. And then you see, it will come from you. You can't stay away 3 months. You will, but then not 10 hours. Just a little. Then it's more enjoyable. I'm living with Maitri, and this has not been good for me. But I never told you that you should be like your parents. and society. Why live with somebody if it's not good for you? I tried to help her without her asking for it. That nobody needs help if they don't ask for it, because it means then they are not receptive anyway. And to ask for help, you have to be a little humble. And even here, even disciples sometimes, they are very arrogant. They need desperately help, but the ego is so strong that they don't ask for it. They want to do it themselves. And before your ego goes, you cannot receive any help. It's impossible. So in a relationship also, it's the same. You have to be receptive for each other. And when your heart is open, then you know that your beloved wants only to help you. Then you listen to them. Otherwise, it's arrogance, no? Then, if you try to help somebody, then it means fight. Because I don't need any help, then I want to fight you. Who are you to tell me? Just like this. I guess nobody knows about that. But then, I get angry when she does what she wants. Why you get angry? People should do what they want, no? They are free. Why should you get angry? So it both ways, no? So most probably it's not so good for you and not good for her either. But this is the difficult way. And I always say that my way is easy, no? So who do you want to do? Your way or my way? You have to do it the easy way, no? But that means also you have to stand up for your truth. The truth is one, but all your opinions is millions. Your ideas, her ideas, everybody's ideas, all this. Then it's fighting. And you are known that you can be a little hot sometimes, Diana, no? So it's good, cool down. Be more in tune with yourself, then you become more in tune with the people, and especially the women. You have to cool down and listen, feel. Don't try to put anything on them, it's not nice. I love you more and more, and my only wish is to be a silent and relaxed disciple at your feet. That is my also only wish. But you are getting there now, no? And it's good to be away from everything, no? You see, you have to be away from things to get a clear sight, to get a clear vision. If you are in it, it's very difficult to see. And that is the human conditioning. You are so involved with your own little box, your own little life, your own little idea, that you don't have a bigger vision. It becomes mine, and then mine problems. When you have a big vision, you can see there's no problem. Because you're not focused on just a little. You see the totality. And you are just amazed that how can I realize and live all this beauty? It's not only me, you're just lost in the miracle of it all. It's a total change. In deep love and devotion, Dayananda. So you have to let this transformation and this insight, this realization that you had, let it settle. You should always take decisions and act out of clarity. Otherwise, it just makes your life more messy. And most people, they are not clear because you are in the mind and the mind can never decide. In the morning you want to do this, in the afternoon you want to do that. you're on your way there, and then suddenly you stop and you go back, and then you take the train there, and now and I want to go there, and then it's always like that. You have to take decisions from that that doesn't change. That is what I call clarity. And that you can only do when you have come to that clarity yourself. That you see things as they are. Everything becomes easy then. So settle into this understanding. And it's very good. I wanted to read this about Mevlana, because you are all involved there. And when we come back, we will arrange it in a new way again. Because I cannot help you if you don't have the maturity. You have to be ready also to do it in a more conscious way, in a more friendly way, with your ideas and your egos out of the way. No, I had a good spring cleaning here, shook up. No, everything is good, fresh. I will do the same there. And again, and again, and again. Thank you for your care and for always reminding us again and again. No, I'm 200% happy. And I want to keep it like that. Yes, Dayananda, keep it like that. And that's what I want you to do, be 200% happy. And then it's very easy to do things. How can you stay away then for 3 months if you're 200% happy? It's impossible. And it just comes from your own happiness. If you are sad, if you are exhausted, if you are unbalanced, then you have no energy then. Then even what you love to, you want to be devoted to the work, to the Sangha, to me, and it becomes a drag. Because you are tired. You don't take care of yourself. So it's imbalance. You have to all remember that. And when I say 5 hours a day, I know that in those 5 hours, you could do the same as in 10 hours. It's not the time, it's the efficiency and the totality. And you are focused on what you are doing. Otherwise, you can run around like a rabbit for 12 hours. And you can do it maybe in 2 hours. And that you start seeing yourself now when you start gathering your energy. When you are present, you function very, very efficiently. So may you become silent and a relaxed disciple. Beloved Master, it touched me very deeply when you read the letter from Veena. All this fear was coming up. What she felt inside my womb. Actually fear for everything, for life itself. I know it did, Liana. I could see it yesterday. This is natural. But remember, don't take things personally. You are a mother, Mani is a mother, but you are much more than that. She just came through you. Relax. Be free of her and be her be free of you. Be friends. Be loving. Don't go on playing these games. Go higher, but of course it's very deep. And let it be reflected on yourself. How was it with your mother? And imagine her mother again. It's impossible to be peaceful if you are not relaxed in yourself, if you are not conscious. And the baby in the womb is so receptive that everything comes from the mother. And they know now, drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes or doing drugs and all these things, but it's much more than that. It's the whole energy. and emotions and the feeling and the thoughts and where you are and how you behave and what you think and feel and read, everything. And it's the same as the truth now. Just now you have become much more dense, much more insensitive, more difficult to get in touch with that vulnerability, that openness. But it's still there. And that's the art of meditation. That's what I'm trying to do here. You bring you back to that sensitivity again. So you start taking notice. In the womb, you cannot. You are helpless. No, you can. You can become more aware. What are you doing with your life? How are you functioning? Who am I with? What are you working with? All these things you have to reflect on. Now you have the opportunity to create your own life, which very few people have taken. It's much easier to just be part of the society. Oh, I'm an accountant, I'm a stewardess, I'm a healer, I'm a bus driver. And that's how it goes for the whole life. Your potential is unlimited, but you haven't taken it because that makes you responsible for your own evolution. You have to take notice. You have to come back to yourself. You have to be willing to grow. And growth means that you are leaving the old. And everybody is sticking to the old. It's more safe. I can't hold it any longer. It feels as if there is no ending to this emptying out. So much energy I have used to keep hiding all this. Be happy, Leona, that you see it. That is the situation. Try this way and that way to keep it together. For what? No, relax now. You are seeing it. And when you see something, it means you can let it go. If you don't see, it's impossible. You will have carried the whole life. It had to come up. Only then can it go. When you understand something, then it can let go. And everybody has this unconsciously. Fear, anger. And it means that you are just repressing your feelings, your emotions. Then when you repress your fear, you don't face that and become courageous, you get angry. When you get angry, you get sad. If it goes deeper, you get depressed. No, it just means that your whole life energy is repressed. You have to open again. You have to break through, which is very scary because you don't know how you would be then. And then you feel like it's too much energy. Maybe I become too angry. I will lose control. No, this is a very safe environment to lose control. You can lose control. You should experiment how it be to be angry, to be fearful, to be confused. All these things you can get out of your system, but you have to recognize it. And that is what is you are doing now. You are seeing it. So much energy I have used to keep hiding all this. I suddenly realized that this energy can be transformed. For me too, a new life can grow. Yes, it can, Leona, for you too. Isn't that great? The only thing that is needed is a recognition and seeing it and a willingness to do it. Everything is available here. Very easy. But you need to cooperate, which you are doing now. Then you follow this easy path, it will all go. Otherwise, you can sit there your whole life. You have to face it and release it. Thank you for transforming me and helping me in this process. To be open to life, free and happy. And when this transformation is happening, then freedom and happiness will come. And out of that, compassion. And how much more beautiful it is to have compassion and love in your heart than fear. Let that grow. Let that melt you. Focus on that. That is my easy way. Don't focus on the fear, on the anger. Focus on love. Focus on compassion. Let that grow. Let the other belongs to the past. Focus your whole energy on where your intelligence, your feelings, your understanding is now. Everybody has done many stupid things to themselves. And remember, fear is always from the mind. It means that the mind still has power. Anger is from the mind. It means that you are still ruled by the mind. Get out of that. And it's just a little shift. When you're functioning from the heart, or rather when the heart is start waking up, then love is there instead. Compassion is there instead. Understanding is there instead. It just changed. Your whole gestalt is changed. Before, all the energy, like you say, so much energy you have used to keep hiding all this. Then you become tight. That is the mind, that is fear. Then when you realize it, you'll open up, then it be transformed into understanding, into openness. Very good. Happy family. What do you say, Veena, there? You are happy now. Huh? Isn't it great to have the mother and the daughter? Huh?
And brother.
Brother and sister. And grandmother. And children, everybody. Together. What is better than that? No, you see now. No, you see, everything was worth it now. No, all the hardship. That's the sign. Otherwise, it's, oh, I might give up. I might give up. Oh, it's too much. Then a little shift. Okay. Play you a little song then, so you can celebrate the happy family. That we are allowed to have, even if we are in silence, okay?
Like
गल सुन चलिया, वे गल सुन चलिया, तेरी बेरी को गया छला गुत एक लम्मी, छला गुत एक लम्मी, छला गुत एक लम्मी, असा सपने से चुम्मी होई नियत सिरन्नी, असा दिल दी सी मन्नी, वे गल सुन चले हुन दे ले जेड़ी दे सजा।
Dear beloveds, how are you? Yes, it is time to be one. As you wrote in your last letter to me, I am so grateful for all your help. Pujita is a good name. What I am is not always clear. Can it be clearer? I guess I am thinking out loud. At the same time, as I know, I am speaking to a great master of love from your somewhat confused student, Pujita. Students are always confused. Only disciple can become clear. And you are not clear about that, and that's why you're confused. And now it have come to that point, you have to decide. Do you want to break through, or you want to stay wishy-washy? That's what you have to find inside yourself. Because this game doesn't work anymore. And that's what you are asking for. First, how are you? How are you? What does it look like? I have difficulty, even me, I have difficulty putting a word to it. How am I? Who am I? And it doesn't work to be nice with me. How are you today? Is it nice weather? No, you have to cut through the bullshit. How are you? You have to ask how you are. I'm totally fine. I've been so fine now for more than 20 years, I can't explain you how fine. But you are not fine. I haven't had a single problem. I didn't even find this guy, who are you? That guy is gone. Who used to be up and down. How are you, my dear? That is the question. Yes, it is time to be one. It is always time to be one. But as I say, you are confused. You are standing on the doorsteps. As you wrote in your last letter to me, I'm so grateful for all your help. Pujita is a good name. What I am is not always clear. Can it be clearer? Yes, it can be much clearer. It can be crystal clear. Crystal clear it can be, like everything. Not a speck of dust on it. That's how clear it can be. I guess I am thinking out loud. At the same time as I know I'm speaking to a great master. The student doesn't realize. Maybe it knows in the intellectual mind, oh, I'm speaking to a great master. But it's just your idea. Next day you will doubt, the same mind will doubt, is that a master at all? Maybe again you're just behaving nice. I'm speaking to a great master. And I can tell you that no master sees themselves as a great master. Then they wouldn't be a master. I'm not the master. Maybe you think I'm a master. I never thought I was a master. Many times I'm at a loss. What am I going down there to see you for? I have nothing to say. And then as soon as I sit down and see you, then, okay, this is my work. Then maybe I put on my guru jacket, my master jacket. Because it helps you. And maybe that is a great master, I don't know, I never thought about that. Love from your somewhat confused student. That is another thing. A student will never recognize the master. She's just lukewarm. A student is somebody, learn a little bit here, learn a little bit there. No, I study that book. No, I listen to that tape. No, I do that workshop. No, I listen to that guru. No, I listen to that guru. No, I listen to that master. No, I listen to that great master. But nothing changed. And not, why? Because you are not total. You don't have any oomph. And the master can be the door to freedom, but you have to be intimate. You have to find the love, the trust in you. You have to surrender. It's the only way. Because in surrender, you go. It means you have recognized something that you cannot do. Something has been touched. Then you are not a student anymore. My great master, Osho, Bhagwan. Who I'm sure never thought he was a great master, but he played it very good. He talked in detail about everything that is this world. I was hoping, he have said everything, can't I just be quiet with you now? But no. One poor natural mountain man like me, or a beach bum, uneducated, English is not my language. You have pushed me into this situation. I'm gonna try to explain the ultimate truth with you. And I'm doing it, and you are very happy, and you're becoming free, and you get enlightened and everything. But this guy is not a great master. Maybe for you. So Osho, he talked about the tourist, the student, the disciple, the devotee, and the master. So the first is the tourist. Sometimes it comes a tourist here also. Just looking, oh, that was extraordinary. Take a photo. Click, click. Look, here's a photo of a great master I saw in the forest, or I saw in the great Himalayan mountains. You can show it to your family. Hee hee hee. Then you have a student little more interested, pick up some ideas. Maybe that practice, that meditation, that mantra, that idea. But there's so many other things. A student doesn't go very deep. Suddenly she realized that I want to study something else. And this is the greatest art. You have to be total, you have to be devoted, otherwise nothing can happen. And for thousands of years they said in India, if you are so lucky first that you find a master, you find a guru, it is the greatest luck. Then on top of it, if you enjoy his or her teaching, if you fall in tune, if you feel this works, then you're extraordinary lucky. But if you haven't felt that, then you're just a student then, who comes and goes and do your own thing and always doubt. Sometimes there's a great master and sometimes there's no master. Because your mind is totally functioning. You're just a student. A disciple is somebody who has devoted, he's been touched. No, I want to. I want to be total. I want to be learn. I want to bow down because I have had just problems with my own mind. I want to be empty. I want to be filled with that nectar that I felt from the master. That is a disciple. The student still have just mind, her own mind. A disciple start getting heart. The heart is start awakening, coming back on the throne. And only the heart can recognize the truth. And only the heart can recognize the master. And then not a great master. A master is more than enough. More than enough beauty. It's like great love. Why great love? Isn't love enough? Just words. Just love is intoxicating. So a disciple start regaining her heart. That means regaining her vision, her clarity. Mind is still there, comes and goes, like you all know. It's still unsteady. But the whole art of the disciple, no, you want to go deeper. You want to be total. You want to jump in. That you haven't done, Pujita. That totality, where you just get swept away. Yes, you have felt, you have had insights, but that insight, again, the mind took. You have to have the courage, the disciple has to have the courage to stand up. No, you say, it's a Pujita, it's a good name. Do you also wrote to me and you are doing some meditation, some Zen meditation, but you are using your old name? Why use your old boring name when Pujita is a new good name, beautiful name? You can't get the more beautiful name. Why don't you stand up for that? You are still hiding from the old. Just little things. Look at how weak your spirit is. You want the new, you want to be transformed, you want to be enlightened, but you can't even stand up for a little bit. What does people think about me? No, I'm Pujita. Uncomfortable question might come. And I say, like the mystic always have said, you have to be ready if you're going to be transformed. to offer everything. Then there is no fear what people say. Let them crucify me. Who cares? That is what to be strong in spirit. That's exactly why Osho gave the name to use the mala outside the clothes with the picture out and orange clothes. You couldn't hide. Such a basic thing, which is not really needed, but it is needed because you are so weak. You are so much in hiding. You have so little courage to stand up for what you really want, to stand up for your truth. All this was just devices to test you. If you are being gone through the fire, then who cares? If you are integrated. But if you cannot even stand up for your name, which you desperately want to be transformed into, or your truth, or your love, or your master, yes, then you are just a student. But the student is wasting her time. Just like a tourist. You can show the beautiful pictures, but that's about it. You don't have any transformation inside you. So that is the disciple. The heart is awakened or awakening. But it still can come and go because the past is still there. You still have to be on guard. You still have to be total. You still have to work on yourself, which you are hearing here every day. Just know Dayananda realized for years he's been total in what he's doing. Now the realization came. Liana has been working for years, been with many people. Then the breakthrough. The realization, the seeing, the clarity. No, everything will be changed and changed forever because it's your own understanding. You are worthy of it. You have stood up for it. You have gone through the fire. Then it's integrated. If it's not integrated, it's useless. It's just an intellectual understanding. Then a devotee is somebody, no, there is no more doubt. No, the heart is totally integrated. It's no more unbalanced. And even if the mind comes is so weak that it has no chance in hell anymore. You are an integrated human being. You know, now you know the master. Because you are beating in synchronicity with the master. It's one heart. It's not separate. In the beginning, it was no heart. It was just a frozen lump. Then the whole journey to melt the heart, to make you alive, to make you happy, to make you blissful, to make you conscious, to make you true. Then when that heart has flowered, then it becomes one. Then only can you really realize what the master is all about. Because you yourself is transformed. Then you will be grateful for the master forever. Because without it, you could never be transformed. Then the next is that you are the master. But you will never think yourself as the master. You are just in your natural space. In your own purity. With your own clarity, with your own peace. Then you are beating in tune with the whole existence. And then you know that all the masters has been together. Just for that. They all been helping you just to come back to that realization. Love from your somewhat confused student. decide if you want to be confused or if you want to be clear. And to be clear, you have to be ready to be total. That is the only way. Enough is enough. Otherwise, you can be confused forever. You have to find that strength in you to break through. Otherwise, you will be wishy-washy with everything. If you are not clear with your master, you will not be clear in your relationship. You will not be clear with your children. You will not be clear with anything because you are confused. It's not like you're confused only in one way. Either you are confused because you haven't regained your own clarity. You haven't stood up. You have tasted it. I know you have tasted it. But it's not integrated because you didn't stand up for it. Just these little things. It's easier to fall back to the old. I know it's easier to fall back to the old. But that makes you confused. That makes you in a split inside. Because no, something in your being knows. And still you're doing the opposite. It will be a war inside then. I want to see that joy, that clarity in your face again, Pujita. But you have to be ready for it. No, I put it out straight to you. No, you don't need to be confused. You see the situation. Do what is needed. Otherwise, it will always just be intellectual ideas. And the intellectual is always just the head. From the heart, then you see, you feel. And surrender can only come from the heart, because the heart needs to be touched. Otherwise, you can even play surrender from the head, or I'm a disciple, I surrender. But that is just the ego. Surrender is against the ego, or it's the victory over the ego. It's something bigger in you that has the strength to go against the ego. Enough now. And the sannyasins should be clear what they want. I'm fine, Pujita. And my only wish is that everybody is as fine and regain their clarity and not being confused. But for that, you have to be total. It's the only way. There's no more time now. Don't waste time. Look how much is happening every day now. People are afire. They get transformed. Don't sit on the fence. Dear beloved Swaha, this last year has been a magical unfolding. I don't want to go anywhere or do anything. I just want to sit and melt deeper and deeper into this vast, delicious spaciousness, in this richly alive but neutral space. Time has stopped. When it has touched you, then you just want to disappear in it. Up till that moment, it's very difficult to sit. That you have seen. No, it's the when it becomes natural. Because you have gone through your effort to come to that. You are worthy enough to just sit and to melt. And nothing is better than that. I feel I have always been here, wherever this space appears, in satsang, in meditation, while eating breakfast, breakfast, even during the who phase, there is a sense of only this. Thisness and a sense that this is what I am. And I'm not what I believed I am. Yes, you are only that. And if you are only that, then it has to follow you everywhere. It doesn't matter if you have breakfast or if you're doing who. That's what I mean, you have to integrate it. So it becomes clear, crystal clear. Then no more confusion. Before you were all confused, am I this, am I that? And how are you? What can that help you? No, only this. This what you have always been. This silent present. In the breathing sessions, it seemed everything was contained in this. Nothing was excluded. It was so simple, nothing mattered, nothing at all. Even the mind is somehow acceptable to me in this space. Of course, because the mind is in that. The mind is just a little speck in consciousness. Let it be there. It's a room for everybody. Nothing wrong with the mind when it has its own place. What is wrong is when that little mind runs your whole consciousness. Then it's bad. Really bad. One can even get confused. And you should be confused. Because that little mind is running the whole show. When consciousness is come back, then the mind can be there, it doesn't matter. It's just a little speck in the corner somewhere. When you want to book the plane ticket, you okay, put it in there. Like that, no problem. It's needed. Something has shifted. I'm going deeper. And for this, I'm so grateful, awestruck grateful, and I wish to share it. Yes. So much has happened inside these last years, so much intense homework. The homework continues, but I rest in it more. It is more gentle, less desperate, more trusting. I'm so deeply happy to be on my way home, here with you and all the beautiful, your beautiful sannyasins. Is beauty everywhere. I love you, I love Osho, and I love my true self that is unfolding. Inner lovingness from a happy heart. Your sannyasin Satya Devi. I feel ready. I feel like a fresh new sannyasin. I am ready. That's it. Accept it, Satya Devi. It is a new beginning, and you are ready. And there is no confusion. Isn't it great? That's the difference. And when that comes, then a happy smile also comes. It comes like a shadow. Otherwise, you have a long, sad face. Maybe you have all your spiritual ideas. Maybe you even think you're enlightened. But with a face like that, no way, babe. No, I just heard all the great masters were laughing. It's so good. Because even if they were serious when they were here, they want to have a little good time also. And what better day today, where it's blue sky and no clouds, no confusion anywhere. What is supposed to happen will happen. There's no way around it, you know. You can give up, but suddenly there it is anyway. And that's how it should be. And disciples, all disciples, has to be more like women, soft. So now Jaitang picked up the coffee. Good. You see? You show them now, the women. Very good. They just sit there. Great master. If this is how it is, to be great master, I wish you all could be great master. Can you just enjoy it together? What do you say, Balaba? Hey, hey, hey. Beloved Master, yesterday evening I sent you the application form for asking for sannyas. this night I had a dream of being in a cooking contest. Yes. You are in a cooking contest here, look. Although I had all the help in the dream from a famous cook from Holland, Herman de Blijn. And in fact, he gave me all the hints of how to do it. You know, you cannot just listen to this specialist. This Herman, he has no idea what kind of cooking is happening here. So no wonder it didn't work. You thought you would have help from the specialist. No, it's not like that. There's no shortcut here. Gyanam, it's no shortcut. You can have Herman and Jamie, Oliver and all of them. They have no chance. In fact, he gave me all the hints of how to do, but it was too fast for me. I couldn't understand. And the moment I had to serve my dinner, everything went wrong. The whole pot fell on the ground, the flowers on the plate fell down, and I did not know how to cut the meat. I made a big mess and was totally confused. Then I woke up. Great. That is the important thing, that you woke up. It's okay to be confused as long as you wake up. In dynamic meditation this morning, I felt the child experience in me of being totally confused, helpless and afraid. I was shaking all over. That's exactly what I said, it's okay. Confusion might be in everyone, but it's to face it and feel what that confusion does with you. It makes you shaking, shivering, afraid, not knowing what is happening, and also vulnerable. So that confusion can change because the mind wants to know. So it's a great sign when the mind goes, then you start getting confused. If you have trust, then you go deeper. And you accept, I don't know. And this I don't know, that is the beginning of real sannyas, of disciplehood. It means, no, you are clean, you are ready to learn. If you think you know, how can you learn then? All the masters down the centuries have said, you have to put all your knowledge aside. I go on reminding you that your whole past has to go. Then it's easy. It means you are available. You are empty. You are thirsty. I was shaking all over. Now I realized how I covered up my not knowing how to cook and serve it. Yeah, everybody is covering up not knowing because they want to. The ego feels much better, I know. So be aware of that, it's very good insight. Everybody seems like they know. Only those who are really wise, they realize they don't know. That's what I meant with the masters. If it's a real master, he doesn't think he's a master because he doesn't know. Lao Tzu said that. It seems like the whole world knows what they are doing. Only me, I have no clue. That is what a really wise person, an enlightened person can say. He rests in that space, that spaciousness of not knowing. And you don't even know you are not knowing. It's just the space, the emptiness, the shunyo. Those who knows, that is the mind that knows. In your being is just peace, it's just spacious. emptiness, the emptiness of the heart, of the being, total peace. Who is there to know or not know? When I became a sannyas of Bhagavan, of Osho, it felt for me as if he gave answers to questions I could feel, but I could not formulate myself. I felt very nourished, but I never showed my vulnerability and lack of knowing and my need for help. Yes. No, you do, Gyanam, and this is the maturity. This is when you should come to a master. And everybody comes in the beginning, they don't know, because nobody knows how to be a disciple. You're entering a totally unknown territory. But no, out of your experience, your life experience, no, you know. Of course you felt very nourished. Everybody feels very nourished with the master. Just to be in the energy, feel connected, you feel nourished. But you haven't totally understood, you haven't transformed yourself. You can just sit in his presence. No, you want to cut through. I felt very nourished, but I never showed my vulnerability and lack of knowing and my need for help. That's how it is. It takes courage to show your need for help, because that means that you're becoming humble. The ego is not in grip anymore. You see, this is what is needed. Your intelligence is seeing it. While being in her womb, my mother vomited for all 9 months. Wow, was it that bad? She was afraid of having me, and after birth she wanted to kill me because she thought I was a mongoloid child. Luckily she didn't, especially now, because now is a new chapter now, Gyana. No, the dessert is coming. Are you ready? No, the life is happening. But this is how it is. Look at the mothers, all they have to go through. 9 months she was nauseating and throwing up. And then what about the child also get nausea? And she was afraid. So this fear also you get then. Fear of the mother, fear of giving birth. And even after you were born, she wanted to kill you because she thought you were a mongoloid child. Luckily she didn't. And luckily, you're not a mongoloid child also. So always see the good news. Don't focus on the bad. Everything went fine, and past is past. Since then, I always hid my fear, was not afraid, did things alone, and I never asked for help. Even with Bhagavan, I never felt the need for help. And now I'm here and I feel the need for help from a master. I need help to again find my vulnerability, joy, and to be connected. Beloved master, I need your help. You are at the right place, Gyanam. And just be available, because there is nothing a master does but is happening. Like Jesus says, eat me, drink me. I'm grateful that you are here, so grateful, and so grateful to Osho, Santosh, and all the people who helped me on the path and have brought me to my questions of now. Help me to find back to my vulnerability, joy, and heart. Thank you, my beloved master. I want to melt in you. Gyanam. Yes, can melt. Because this melting, this dying is bliss. Like Kabir said, if this is dying, let me die 1,000 times. That's what the melting in the master is. It's the easiest. May everyone have the courage to stand up for the truth, the heart, and cut through the illusions and the mind. Aum Shanti.
Chile, 2000, target, 2000, 2000.